Good morning. I'm John Slagers. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors purchased right-of-way for a resurfacing project to take place east of Lamar's. Plans are in the works to grade and resurface 3/10 of a mile of K-64 at the intersection of C-30. A total of 2.23 acres was purchased from landowners adjacent to the project. The total cost of the right-of-way is just over $75,000. Bid letting for the project will take place on June 18. The Plymouth County Recorder took in $219,000 in total fees in the first quarter of the year. Jolene Goodchild presented her office's quarterly financial report this week to the Board of Supervisors. Of that grand total, the county retained $60,000. One-third of the total came from transfer taxes, another $28,000 from sales, use, and local option taxes. Another $13,000 came from mortgage processing fees. The Iowa Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday in the fetal heartbeat bill that has been on hold since the governor signed it. The state's attorney, Eric Wesson, argued the state has a rational interest in enacting the law, and that's how it should be viewed.
A majority of this court held in Planned Parenthood 2022 that abortion is not a fundamental right subject to strict scrutiny. So under its longstanding substantive due process jurisprudence, this court should apply rational basis.
Peter Eam represented Planned Parenthood and the ACLU of Iowa, which are seeking to block the law. He says a rational interest interpretation should not be used.
PPH 2022, which is the controlling precedent, clearly stated that undue burden, quote, remains the governing standard, unquote. The district court got it right by applying that standard and certainly did not abuse its discretion by committing legal error.
The court is expected to issue a ruling on the case in June. The top Republican in the Iowa House says there needs to be more review of a bill designed to ensure that Iowa men who were sexually abused by Boy Scout leaders decades ago get full payment from a national settlement. Iowa's current time limit on suing perpetrators of childhood sexual abuse means that Iowa victims could get as little as 30% of the money that victims in other states will receive if the legislature doesn't act soon. The Senate unanimously passed a bill on the topic this week, but House Speaker Pat Grassley says the legislation could have broad implications. He says these victims went through a terrible experience, and while the bill is narrowly crafted, it's a significant change. A lawyer familiar with the case says the governor has to sign the bill into law by April 19th for about 350 Iowa men who were Boy Scouts to get a full settlement payment. With the warmer weather, Iowans are finally starting to launch into their spring cleaning projects, sprucing up both their homes and their workplaces. Jessica Boland, a worksite wellness consultant, says cleaning and decluttering can help to improve your mood and your productivity level while reducing stress. She reminds people not to stress themselves out by trying to tackle too much at once. Boland suggests doing one room at a time, making two piles, things to keep and things to donate or throw out. Once you get your space looking like you want it, Boland says you should consider what it will take to maintain that level of organization and to keep the clutter from reappearing, like doing dishes or laundry daily. That's KLAM News. I'm John Slagers.